episode 5. Here we go. We are back. And Kate is back. Say hi, Kate.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey.
Kate.
Hungover this time or?
No.
Okay, good.
I wasn't last time.
Oh, you think you were?
Was I?
I don't think she was.
Was it a lot last time?
You're making
it was a big night. There was a big night the night before.
I might have. I might have.
Okay,
oh, I was.
Oh, yeah. I know.
All right. Yeah. Been outed.
Say hi, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
It's okay. People drink. Okay. People are allowed to drink.
Yeah. It's just like the hangover is immense in the 30s.
I just remember like butting in at one point and you were kind of circling around something. And then I said, fuck, I don't even know what it was, but I said it. And then in the edit, it comes after like five seconds. Or not even that, like 1 second. So
that's funny.
The editing job made it seem like I was on my game.
Absolutely. Well, I was on my game.
Appreciate it. You were on your game.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Vance. Mm-hmm. There's another beep for you listeners. Oh, that was really harsh. We are recording episodes 5 and 6, and we're going to talk to the residency winners, or two of the residency winners. And I thought we'd just do a little bit on residency, which hasn't really been planned very much by myself. But it's awesome. I'm sure everyone is aware of it, but we basically had, I think, over 5,000 applicants basically winning slots and music festivals that we've lined up across the world. I think around about 20 of them, including Shebang Slow, which Beata and RM47, who are going to be doing episode 6, won the slots for. Cascade, Equinox, The Great Escape. I think I saw Izzy was actually there today posting in Brighton, which is cool.
Very cool.
Park Life, Forbidden Forest, easy for me to say, et cetera, et cetera. It just seemed like a cool thing to do and talk it up a little bit. Big ups to the marketing team, Mason, Ira, everybody who's working on that. It's awesome. What do you guys think of the campaign?
I think it's really cool. I only found out about a job opening at Pirate because of my friend who was a residency winner a few years back. Yeah. If it wasn't for them sending me, sending me the application for the Pirate position, I would not be here right now.
Nice.
I'd been going to Pirate, but I knew nothing about the residency programs. I was like, had a distant relationship.
Yeah.
That's no longer distant.
It's no
quite
longer
the opposite of distant
quite
relationship.
Quite intimate.
Yeah.
Didn't win the prize, but then you got to work here, so I guess that's even better.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even, to be fair, I didn't even enter, but...
You won a bigger prize.
Yeah.
Now you're in for life.
Oh, debatably a bigger prize. I'm really excited to talk to the residency winners, though, because I'd love to hear their side of what the experience is like.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of playing a festival, because... that was not something that was happening for residency winners in the past, and that it's kind of a new thing, I think. Maybe it's happened the last summer.
Yeah.
It's like only the second summer we've done it. So yeah, I'm really curious to see just like how they feel about it all.
I think this is something that really caught my eye of Pirate from the get-go of a community. It's not just a space. It's really like, it's just kind of a hub for anything you want to do. You want to book gigs? Do you want to just work on, I don't know, engineering? You want to work on live performance? Whatever you want to do. And it just kind of funnels into that. I think it's super cool, especially for folks that don't have agents or have a hard time breaking into that sort of thing. You get a fair shot at a concert. Nope.
Festival.
Live
hungover
performance.
It's just, I think it's just, like you say, a great way for artists to, I guess, get a taste of performing on these stages. I think most of them wouldn't have done so before. So,
100%.
Yeah, love it. A little bit of housekeeping. From episode 2, there was a ongoing competition to win $200 in credit, pounds or euros, obviously. We had asked for somebody to submit a jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Zero submissions. We didn't really plan that one out. I think that one through too much. I mean, who's going to sit there and write a fucking jingle? And
so many people will, but we just announced this podcast.
I don't think there was many people listening to the podcast until last week, maybe.
Yeah.
My mom's not much of a producer, I suppose. But yeah, look, I think I'm, you know, we could keep that one out there if you want to send
keep
it in.
It out.
Fine. But yeah. I was going to say it's probably time that we did another competition.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of already have that 200 credit in the bank, I guess, unless someone does send in a jingle. Although I really love the one that we've got.
I like
right
the
now.
One that we have. Yeah. Truly.
So yeah. We win.
Well, no.
We didn't make the jingle.
Shout out to Chloe Padilla, who I actually connected with yesterday on Instagram, but had previously shouted out previously. Previously shouted out previously? Doesn't really make sense.
A couple times.
Yeah. And yeah, they're loving the fact that we're using their jingle. So no problems there.
There we go.
And yeah. So I thought, and tell me what you guys think, because genuinely you might think this is a terrible idea, that we could have the prize be coming onto the podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Cool.
I actually think that's a good idea. Why would that not be a good idea?
I don't know.
It You're reminds genuinely me, surprised.
Yeah.
It reminds me, call back to the first or second episode where it must have been this, maybe it was the third.
Oh.
It must have been the third episode where somebody was curious whether the guests we'd have on the podcast were people we knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or people who were already connected to Pirate in some networking way. And then I brought up the fact that, oh, maybe with time, like there's ways that people we've never met or would know otherwise can be on this podcast. And this seems like the perfect opportunity.
Well, you read my mind. I actually wrote that down here. His name was Edwin Verona.
Wow.
So thanks, Edwin. Had some other interesting suggestions, which we won't talk about right now.
Whoa.
anyway, yeah. So I think if you could just send an email to sammy@pirate.com with why you think you should be on the podcast. That's it, really.
Well, how do you spell Sammy?
S-A-M-M-I. Like usually I just read it out, but yeah, thanks.
That's Danny with an I that just suggested that, by
the way.
Danny
with an I.
Danny with an I.
And only one N as well.
And okay, so this is the one I do need help with. I had said maybe they also win the credit, which the jingle person was going to win. So let's see. Mm-hmm. You maybe win the credit, maybe you don't. But actually the true prize is coming onto the podcast.
No, I think they should win the credit.
Credit too? All right,
fine. It's a sweeter deal for sure.
Fine.
And okay. It's a good way to diversify
I think
outreach.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Get on a podcast.
We've definitely been talking for far too long. How long have we been talking, Dan?
No, this is good.
Okay.
Sorry, I need to set this.
Don't worry, it's fine.
I thought they were going to say like, I forgot to push record.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's been 30 minutes. No, it's been 7 minutes.
Oh, fine. We'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't asked me about that cookie.
Oh, I'm surprised you brought another cookie.
Yeah.
You're doing bad things to my eating habits.
I know,
mine
too.
So I have to ignore them.
That cookie is for you two to
all
share
right.
before Beata gets here. So,
man.
Yeah.
The thing is, I ate the cookie you got me last night this morning.
Oh, okay, well,
this morning for breakfast.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Breakfast of champions.
Okay, Kate and I can share it then.
Yes, you guys share it.
All right.
It's fine.
Perfect.
Okay,
well, I think Beata's almost here, so I guess we go and get them.
Let's get them.
All right.
And we are here with Beata.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Pirate Podcast. This is our fifth one.
Sick.
I don't know if like five's a lucky number for you or not, but...
it's not, but it could be.
Yeah.
It now is.
It's a handful, if you think about it.
It's a good amount.
That's good.
Well, Sammy doesn't like any of this, but...
hating it.
You
We're
gave
all of this out.
Yeah, you gave this intro to Danny.
No,
five is a cool number.
Five is a great number. In fact, Beata is five letters.
That's
Does
so
anyone
true.
Think about this?
No, honestly.
Okay, sorry.
Anything else?
I was born to do this. All right, so Beata, even though I don't really know who you are. Tell us who you are and how you got here.
Okay, I'm Beata. I am a DJ and a photographer. I live in LA. I live like 10 minutes away from here in Echo Park.
Sweet.
How I got here...
By a car.
I drove here. There was a lot of traffic. There was a car crash.
Oh, no.
I said I wouldn't say that. But
that was my fault. Great. That was my fault.
You prompted me.
Sorry.
How I got here, I don't know. I spend like just way too much time at Pirate. And I honestly applied for the residency program like long ago. Kind of even forgot that I even did that. And...
Yeah.
And then found out that I won like just a couple weeks ago. So that was fun because I was like, oh, wow, maybe the hours I've been putting in at Pirate have paid off.
Dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
so,
sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Nice.
Okay. Well, how would you describe your musical style? Like, what are you typically DJing when you come to Pirate?
Yeah. I really like... Look, I've thought so much about how to describe it. But I feel like just generally the world is like... The word is like ethereal or more kind of... I mean, I don't want to say like disco because it definitely feels like 135 BPM house, but it's just groovier. It's like not techno. It's not necessarily hard groove. It's just like a little bit more lighter, a little bit more like bubbly, airy.
I like ethereal, right? Because it's like, it's more of a feeling you get from listening to the music rather than like necessarily a genre.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
It's not really like super hard. It's more just like effervescent.
Nice.
I would say.
It's very, very nice. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I need to check out some of your mixes. Or like, do you produce, sorry, this is like an offshoot question, but do you produce as well or is it mostly DJing?
I'm like currently working on just like getting into more production. So I'm working on a few tracks. I'm very like, I don't know, very beginner stages, but I do produce.
Nice. Very cool. Well, I guess that kind of leads into this next question is what is your ultimate, that's, what's your ultimate goal as a musician?
Is ultimate too strong?
Ultimate's like, ultimate's, I mean, that's cool. Intense. That is, it's slightly intense, but.
Okay.
Ultimate.
Ultimate goal, I feel like, I don't know. I would like to just be at a point where I'm like making tracks with other artists or on my own pretty much regularly. I feel like I play pretty regularly in LA, so I kind of, I'm so okay with like continuing to play, but do just want to focus on like music production because I think that is obviously what gets like the better gigs and then to be able to travel too. But I just, I don't know, I went on tour with this like band one time and it was so fast paced and like hectic. So
Where did you tour?
I was their photographer. It was a really, really short stint. It was like, we just drove up to like Portland and Seattle.
Like West Coast kind.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I would rather have it be like stretched out if possible. Like if I could do like a city and then book some photo shoots and then DJ the next day. Like I can't do the like back to back to back.
It is a little rough. Like I think that's something that people don't consider of like it's like work.
Yeah.
Like you don't get to explore the cities much when you're there. It's just like I better go pass out so I can wake up and drive 12 more hours tomorrow.
Right. I just don't think that's like healthy, like at all.
It's good to like space out. I think like explore the city you're in for sure. And I mean, I think the best way is just to connect to the locals anyway.
Totally.
Since you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just going back to the gigs that you were mentioning, I saw you played Winston House recently.
I did play Winston House. Yeah. My friend, Hannah, she goes with, her DJ name is Strawberry. She throws like Strawberry and Friends. We were all wearing like different like fruit shirts.
That's cool.
But she throws a night there and it's always so much fun because we're all like everyone that DJs, we're all friends. I joke that it's our polycule, but we're all just like love each other.
That's great.
Funny.
But yeah, I love playing with them.
Great.
Nice.
Are you going to carry on asking more questions?
Well, no, I think I can hand it off to you, but I am curious, just off my, just my own curiosity, when did you start going to Pirate? Like to start practicing in general or just DJ?
Fuck, I don't even remember.
It's hard to...
I feel like it was like, oh, okay. I was working at this like marketing agency and one of my coworkers, we worked near the West Adams location. One of my coworkers was like, oh my God, you should check out this place. And I just like had heard of it. I think I got like an Instagram ad and like checked it out. And I lived super close to the Silver Lake one. So I don't know. We kind of just started going with like my friends.
Yeah.
And then I would go to practice for gigs just because like I didn't want to be too loud at home. Or like it's so nice to just come like I like coming like first thing in the morning because I feel like I'm the freshest then. And like there's just no one around.
You don't have to worry about the loud...
Even at like 2 a.m., I feel like there's still people here. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of people here. I like when it's just like me. And then I can just like walk out into the rest of the world and have the rest of my day.
True.
And is that when you run into each other? Because obviously you're...
I don't work at Silver Lake typically.
I see. You wouldn't go all the way to
Silver Lake's the home base.
Yes. I'm trying to think whether we had established... on the podcast or outside of the podcast that you two had met each other.
We have met each other briefly at right. Wes Adams. Okay. And yeah, we didn't really even, I might have gotten your name, but yeah, there was a lot going brief. On.
Yeah.
One of those, huh?
Yeah, we don't need to. We don't need to get into it. Yeah.
Change numbers. Yeah. And never text. I know. We have no idea who each other is.
Not like that. No idea. We just officially met.
It's LA. Yeah. It's LA. People are flaky. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. Wow.
We've all met at some point. We just don't know it.
No, exactly.
The city's so fucking big.
Exactly.
Yeah. True. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Take it away, Sammy.
Thank you. Yeah. It doesn't all have to be me, but yeah. I guess this will make sense because I was actually there, and just so you know, this is I may have mentioned this already, but we're doing like a residency special. Obviously, that's why we invited you on, and RM47 are coming for episode 6. So we did a little bit of an intro to what residency was. Well, tried to. Not sure how informative it actually was. So what would be great is if you could just give us a little bit. I know you have explained how you found out or how you applied, but if you just tell us a little bit about your experience at Shebang Slow.
Well, take us through your, you know, you applied and then what happened.
Yeah.
You can start there. That's
okay,
fine.
Cool.
My bad.
Like, well, my friend did end up in the hospital, but
we like that information too. You know,
started with one application and then.
I'll take it from the top.
Start from the hospital.
Okay.
No. Start from the hospital. Work backwards.
No. Okay. We're going back.
We're going back.
I was driving back from Slow, with my dad a month ago, nice. And we had gone up with my friends to go see Krongbin at the Madonna Inn. And
that was so sick.
Yeah, it was
the Madonna Inn.
It was so fun.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we drove up for that. We were like spending the weekend there. He was visiting me from Chicago. And when we were driving back, I was like literally saying to him in the car, I was like, "Ugh, I love it here so much. What does a girl have to do to go to Shebang? Like, I want to come back here." I had some friends that were playing, so I was like, maybe I'll just like come back in a couple weeks. And then the next day I got a text from the talent buyer being like, "Hey, we got your info from the pirate roster," and Cass, who's like the creative director of Shebang, and we're friends. He was like, "I got your info from the pirate roster and Cass, like, we'd love to have you come play." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Nice.
I was like, "Are you joking?"
Wow.
But I was also like, I sent a screenshot to my friends and they were like, "Pirate roster," and I was like, "I don't know." Like, I was like, "I don't know what they're talking about."
So what? Shebang informed you before Pirate informed you.
Yeah,
so it was like a microcosm.
Oh, that's funny.
So then I just kind of like, I don't know, ignored it because I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, just because like I go to Pirate, I don't know. And like my friend Chloe, I think, was a Pirate resident last year, so I was like, I don't know, maybe they just figured it out somehow. And then I got an email like 2 days later being like, "Oh, congrats, you've been selected to be a Pirate resident." I was like, "Oh, that's what they were talking about."
You didn't know you'd won the residency yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So that was a fun surprise. That was like another little twist that I wasn't expecting.
Well, that's cool. You said it like out loud. You were like, "I want to play Shebang."
Yeah.
That is a trip.
I'm telling you, you say that shit out
loud. No, it totally works. Also, I made like a playlist a year ago. It was called Shebang, and it was like, "Oh, if I DJ Shebang, this is what I would play." Literally made it a year ago.
Yeah. All right.
So that was crazy.
It's real.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, my friends and I drove up. We were so excited. We booked this like amazing Airbnb that had deer in the backyard. That was insane.
Perfect. Goes with your ethereal, effervescent vibe.
I was like, "I'm good on the festival. I could just stay here with the deer."
play to them.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, they would probably appreciate it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I met up with Sammy at the festival and it was great. I'd never played a silent disco before, so that was interesting. That was definitely weird because I was like, "Oh, you don't really have a monitor. You just switch between headphones." But then that felt weird too, so I was like, "I'll just do it all in headphones."
I would do like one ear and one in the other.
Yeah, so that was kind of funky. I definitely was like, "I don't know about that." But it was really cool. It was also funny just to see, like, you look out at the crowd and like people are dancing, but you like you don't hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it is really funny.
So that was funny.
There's a ton of people there by like, you know, halfway through the set.
Yeah, which awesome. I was like, oh, we're playing first thing. Like, there's not going to be anyone there. And it was packed by the end. I was like, that's cool. Yeah.
Nice. I wonder if that has anything to do with it being in slow also. Maybe like people are kind of just getting to, they like want to be at the festival earlier. Maybe I've never been to this festival, but I'd imagine it's a little more like people are really about... Well, meeting new people and like mingling.
The weather was also terrible.
Yeah, the weather was
actually. It was
oh my terrible? God. Oh, yeah. Oh. Like pissing it down. Yeah.
Oh. Shocking.
Is that not a thing?
Interesting.
can I say that?
The coast. No, the coast does. Pissing it down? Makes sense, but like, I don't know. I imagined a really nice day.
No, it goes to prove it even more that even if it was raining, I just feel like people go to that type of festival to hang out. Like, they're not. Really there just because to say they were there, like they're there to like really experience it and like go be in it.
No, exactly. Like the LA, like, I don't know, people go out to shows in LA all the time, but I feel like slow maybe doesn't get as much as we do, obviously. And I feel like people are just like stoked to be there. Like, people were there early.
True.
I said I'd do this more earlier on in episodes, but slow San Luis Obispo. We've already done this clarification, but for anyone who didn't listen to podcast 2, 4-hour drive north of LA, ish, depending how fast you drive. Did it in 7.
Wow.
Not really. Holy. Just calling myself a slow driver.
Yeah.
Why did I take
for the fun
so
of it. Didn't really. Time. Sorry. It's a terrible joke. Moving on. Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, I don't think my friend would really want me to talk about
her. We don't got to get into the details. Everyone's okay,
but she's
though?
Good, though. Oh, no, okay. She's actually getting out today. Oh. Or, sorry, tomorrow.
Whoa.
Dang.
Not out of the hospital. She had to, like, go to a rehab for a few days just to make sure she was okay.
Oh, my God.
We're good. Dang. We're good.
She's good, though.
Undisclosed.
No, she's fine. Yeah, she's good.
Eventful. Eventful.
Eventful for sure.
Damn. All right.
So tell us what happened to your friend. No, I'm going to jump on to the next one. I can't believe I wrote it like this, but I'm going to read it out verbatim.
Yeah, read it verbatim.
I see that you're a sick photographer as well as a DJ.
Also, she mentioned that she's a sick photographer.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, this is what did I not say I was going to read it verbatim?
Read it verbatim.
Thank you, Danny.
It's funny that way, sorry.
Which would you rather make a long-term career out of, or would you ideally do both?
I feel like people ask me this all the time, and I hate to be like...
So original, Sammy.
Fuck you.
No, because it's a valid question. It more speaks to maybe my indecision. I don't know.
Yes, yeah, it is. I'm curious.
I don't know. I'd love to do both. They like scratch different parts of my brain. I've been DJing for a lot longer, but I feel like I've progressed with photography more in a shorter amount of time. I grew up playing music. Like, I grew up playing piano, so that just like... has always been a part of me. And then photography was a more recent thing, more so like during COVID. My dad's a photographer, so I was helping him out at his studio. So I don't know. I like the visual, but I also like music. And so just different parts. I would love, like, if one took over the other, I would still do the other for fun. Like, it's just kind of wherever it takes me.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you were a photographer for a band. Is that what you usually live action, like, photography is your thing?
I do a lot of event and concert photography. I really love portraits. Portraits are my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've attempted the live photography.
It's so hard. I know, it's so hard.
You have to, like, it helps, I think, if you are a musician and you're understanding, like, the rhythm and, like, you know, like, they're going to hit something, it's going to drop right now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then also, like, taking up space in front of other people.
Yeah. No, you definitely have to be, like, pushy. And, like, there was a time where I was, like, you just have to be on stage and, like, kind of be invisible, but also you're up there. So, like, just being aware that people might be looking at you, but it's not about you, you know? It's just, like, you're just there to get the photo. But that's totally a part of it. Because I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm up here.
Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
Danny, are you happy with that answer to the low-grade question?
It was a good question.
Oh. No, it was a great question.
Okay. Just checking.
The best questions are asked all the time, over and over again.
I guess that's why it was such a good answer, because, you know, people keep on asking.
I had to
you.
Come up with that one.
Yeah.
Right. What advice would you give to aspiring DJs out there at Pirate?
Only at Pirate.
Only at Pirate.
Yes.
There's no other DJs.
No other DJs matter.
No. Well, I don't care about those DJs. So.
Well, where else do people actually practice? I don't know any other place that you can just rent an hour. And
no, literally.
So,
unless they're just like at home.
Yeah.
In their studios.
Nah, it doesn't exist, I don't think.
It's not real. It's
yeah.
Real.
It's every real DJ that's ever existed went to Pirate first. I think that's up. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's what they say.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, I'm curious what advice you'd give to the aspiring DJs.
I would say just go with your friends, like meet up with your friends. I've learned more from just the friends that I've been at Pirate with and just like have practiced with than literally anything else. You just get into a good groove with other people and like learn so much, whether it's like producing or DJing. I feel like I just learn the best when it's from someone who's doing it with me. And then also just like post shamelessly.
That can be a challenging one.
Definitely.
I
feel like it's not even about, I don't even want to say that it has to be constant. Just like, I don't know if there's anything that you're doing, anything you're excited about. It's like, if you would text your friend, like, why not put it on your story? Because you never know who might see it. Like, it's just another form of self-expression, another form of like artistry. Mm-hmm. So why not? Mm-hmm. Even though it can get annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll be doing that then because I'm an aspiring DJ at Pirate. I'll be following all of that.
Oh, you are.
There you go.
So you're taking,
I'm just looking for advice for myself.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Shameless posting. I do that already, don't I?
Funny.
Yeah, what else can we do? My jokes are really bombing today.
No, you just got to get in there, do a live Instagram story of your next practice session at Pirate.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're waiting for it.
Okay.
I have a question about shamelessly posting. Would you post like a sick drop or just like whatever post? Because like, what if you have a set coming up and you're like, this is going to kill, but then you don't want to like give it away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, that's a good question. I feel like I'd rather tease it. Yeah. Also, it's kind of like you work with what you've got. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't always get the shots that I want, but it's like, I'd rather get something than nothing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone else? Like this next question.
Oh, yeah, anyone answer it then? Answer it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
Danny.
I'm
going to
answer it. You should.
I could answer it, actually.
Danny.
It's okay. It's fine.
You ask it.
I'm going to ask it. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any up and coming artists that you have your eye on? And if you do, which I imagine you might, tell us about that. Or maybe you don't. Tell us about them and what it
Whoa,
is.
Whoa, this didn't say that.
She went off script.
Tell us about them and what it is you think that sets them apart. Yeah, what artists?
Okay. I really love Eden Burns.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh, I love Eden Burns.
I'm obsessed
That's
with
That's so
him.
Cool.
He's a New Zealand-based artist. I would literally do anything for him to come out here. I'm like, if you're hearing this, I'm like, come to LA.
Yeah, come
I will
to
book
LA.
You. I really like his drum patterns, I guess. They're like super driving bass lines. There's so much energy, even though I feel like his tracks aren't anything like crazy. There's no like crazy drops. It's just like a good groove, a good beat, like, and really fun, like, I don't know, bongos, like just these like deep drums that kind of like hit.
Yeah.
So I really love him. And then who else? I really like Alex Cassian. I think he's on the Portola lineup. I feel like he does some like ambient stuff that I like too, and that kind of falls under the like effervescent ethereal vibe that I really like. So he's a big inspiration.
Wait, was what Cassian? I'm like gonna write that down.
Alex Cassian. Yeah, Kassian.
Got it.
And then locally, because there's so many good local LA DJs, Sosh and Mosh. They're a couple of my friends, and we throw shows together. I think they're super talented, and I actually like knew. I like found their tracks before I even knew them. I was like in college.
Oh, nice.
And I like found one of their tracks that had like 2,000 listens or something like that, and then ended up working with them later on.
I love that.
In life. So that was cool.
Very cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Nice. And then I feel like I have to, well, I don't know.
Well,
keep going.
Yeah, if there's more. If not, no worries.
I feel like we're good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm happy with that. I'm going to look into Alex Cassian.
You should.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I like Eden Burns a lot, so I'd imagine.
They're different.
I believe that, too.
But I still feel like you'd like them.
Okay, cool. Yeah I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll do this one then. What is next for Beata, for you, obviously? What are you working on and where can we see you perform next?
I'm performing next at Blind Tiger. It's this really amazing after-hours spot in downtown LA. It's super intimate, but people dance. Like, they really dance, and it's so fun because I feel like there's so many shows in LA where people just don't dance. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those places where I can just like walk in. I'm wearing a hoodie. I go in, I play my set, and everyone is just going off. Like, it's great. I feel like I can truly just like let loose there. And it's amazing. I feel like I don't have to pander to a specific sound. I can just play what I want to play. So I'm playing there 2 dates at the end of May. And then I'm working on music. I'm working on some tracks with a couple friends, with my boyfriend. And yeah, just working on trying to make some music.
Amazing. Yeah,
I need to get to a Blind Tiger. I told you, didn't I, that Nico came to the West Adams studios.
One
of the founders, I think, or maybe...
Works on the team,
We were trying to get something together, but it kind of went away.
Yeah, you should definitely come.
Yeah.
He won't be able to go to those because he'll be out of town.
Oh, yeah. Actually, what were you going to say? Because he's too old.
No, I was not going to say that.
No, there's literally like all types of people. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Makes me feel good. Yeah. Feel good.
You're not old, Sammy.
You have to dance.
Oh, yeah. I'm like an amazing
He doesn't
dancer.
Really dance, actually.
Oh. Hey. I would. Yeah, okay. Fine.
He actually maybe was dancing more than I was at the Bonobo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about that. Though,
we're not talking about that night.
But yeah, I kind of want to hear about that.
No, you don't need to.
All you need to know is that Sammy was dancing.
Yeah.
Next time, record it. Thanks.
No, yeah. I was not capable of recording
anything. Everyone
was
out of their fucking minds.
Yeah, I bet. It's Bonobo.
Oh, I love this question. I actually don't like this question because I really don't like the word hate, but Sammy loves to ask this question. But now I'm gonna get over my fear of it by saying... tell us something that you love, but also something that you hate about Pirate.
Wait, can they be separate things, or is it like a love-hate thing?
That's interesting. You could be the same thing if that makes more sense, but no, it's supposed to be like something you love and then something you hate.
Okay.
But love hates.
Can I tell a story for you?
Yes.
Something I love?
Yes, we've got a story.
Okay, I went to the Pirate in Brooklyn.
New York. Ridgewood, Gowanus, and Bushwick.
Maybe it was Bushwick. I don't know anything about New York. I've been there twice in my life.
Yeah. You were there somewhere.
Was like really industrial.
Yeah, could have been any of them, but I think it's Bushwick.
I think it was Bushwick. I don't know. My friends were like, we had gone out the night before. My friends were hungover. I was up early on a Sunday morning, couldn't sleep. So I just went to Pirate by myself. Got there. There was a girl that was trying to get in. And we started talking, realized we had like similar music taste. And she was like, oh, I'm actually going into a room with one of my friends right now. Do you want to come? I was like, ugh, I already booked a room, but like, whatever, you seem fun. Like, it's fine. Went into the room. It was like 10, 11 a.m. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
There
was just like a million people in this tiny ass pirate room.
No, we know about this.
Oh, yeah.
And they were definitely just still after and from, you know, the
they
night before there.
Line.
It was like the morning. Yeah, and I went in and this girl like walks me in and there's like, I feel like I'm like telling.
No,
you.
It's fine.
Oh no,
fine.
You can, yeah.
Air it out.
We've probably heard it all, so it's okay. All good.
I feel like you guys know.
We know.
There's cameras, like, yeah. You're dumb, yeah. Anyways, so this girl like walks me in. She's like, this is Beata. I just met her outside. She's going to hop on, and like kicked her friend.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I proceeded to play for the next like 4 hours.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Like other people hopped in. We went back to back. It was like crazy. Like I was like, this is the most fun I've ever had.
That's awesome.
Ever with, I didn't know a single person in the room. By the end of it, like.
Pretty funny.
We were all homies. Afterwards, they were like, we're not done. It was like literally 3 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
I was supposed to meet up with my friend. She like somehow bailed on, she bailed on me. So I was like, honestly, perfect. I'm still at the studio. It was like 3 p.m. They were like, actually, we're going to move it to this like underground radio station. You should come play there. And I like texted my friends who were like, hey, are you alive? Like, what's going on? And I was like, can you please meet me at this like underground radio station? I don't know where I'm going. I truly don't know these people, but I've spent the last like 4 hours DJing with them.
Amazing.
But yeah, it was honestly the coolest experience ever. I was like, well, that never happens in LA. And thank you, Pirate, for bringing us all together.
Yeah, yeah. That is a better version of what I imagined it could have been.
I did sense some trepidation as you were going through telling that story. It's if it's done in the right way, absolutely fine. And, you know, I would admit that me and the COO have gone to the studios after a Brooklyn Mirage gig, which kicked out about 4 a.m. Went into a couple of studios. People were behaving themselves. That's fine. When I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, I did exactly the same thing with the former operations manager, Liz, and it was awesome. But, you know, just don't go, like, pouring beers over the DJ
desk. As long as the beers aren't hitting the CDJs, that's what matters.
We keep the equipment pay for the session.
Hey, I paid for my session.
No, yeah, you guys double paid.
No, that was beautiful. It was worth it.
Friends out of the room before they yak all over everything.
Yes.
That's a really cool story.
Yep.
PSA. It's a public service announcement.
Totally.
So you loved that, but you also hate it because you've fallen afoul of it as well. Like someone may have actually yacked on the equipment. Is that?
No. Or
is
it? No. I don't even know. I feel like the only thing I hate about Pirate
is. Nothing.
Okay, wait. I want to hear though. Wait, no. There was something.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The only thing I hate about Pirate is that I like get lost. I like literally cannot find my way around.
Just got to get a better sense of direction.
No, wow. I have a good sense of direction.
Are you gaslighting our guest
right now? I pride myself on a good sense of direction, just not in Pirate. I cannot ever find my way through or
out.
You're
not alone.
It's like, fine, I'll just be stuck here.
That's the plan, actually.
You guys did that on purpose.
I've pitched arrows on the ground, like this.
That's such a good idea.
Go this way.
Yeah. Could have just kept those COVID arrows. Well, that was
we want them stuck in here.
Yeah.
Like, go this way for the bathroom. Go this way for the rehearsal room.
I would love that so much.
Especially the one at Silver Lake where everyone gets trapped in this lobby corridor thing.
Yes.
Can't tell you if you hop on a chat, I'm going to guess that you're in that lobby.
Oh, in the little limbo.
The wrong door. Yeah. You look at the sign that's on the wall that says exit. And go around.
Mm. I'm always like, who's on the other end of this chat? Because I just feel horrible. I feel like an idiot.
Me.
Oh, great. So like, I feel like a dumbass right now.
Nah. I think the worst was like when someone reaches out for help about an interface, but they're at home and they're not even asking for help.
That's interesting.
Like, we're here to service our studios. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I guess
that's what Google's for. That's what ChatGPT is for.
Yeah, no, literally. I didn't know people do that.
People do that.
I've done that, I feel like, because it's like, oh, I left my USB there. But yeah. I'm coming back to get it.
That's fine.
We get that.
Yeah.
Can I get your stuff?
Finally. Are you going to be able to introduce a track for us to listen to?
Yeah.
No way.
All right.
No.
Yes. Sick.
Very cool.
Yeah, just tell us
about
what it's called
song.
And tell us a little bit about it. And then, we'll go from there.
Cool. I'm working on this track right now with my boyfriend. His producer name is Gio Theos. He's incredibly talented and has taught me so much. And we're working on this track because I had, I don't know, an idea for a track. It doesn't have a name, but it's like loosely inspired by turtles. My roommate is really obsessed with turtles.
Okay.
And there's a fun fact about turtles that butterflies will like sit on their eyelids and drink their like turtle tears not like tears, but it's like they have like, I don't know, just
like the gunk in the corner of their eye.
you can say that.
Like lick it rather than drink it.
There's no better way we can describe it.
No, it's really cute because they'll sit on like the turtle's like eyelids and then it's like a butterfly sitting on
That is really sweet.
Turtles Island. So it's kind of inspired by that.
Wow.
Turtle Tears is also so cool if you
don't
think
call
about it.
Gunk.
Yeah. Well, there is a really good Over Mono track called
That's
Gunk.
True.
Anyway, yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
But mostly Turtle Tears.
Turtle Tears is so cool.
I like Turtle Tears.
Thank you.
I like Gunk.
So yeah, I don't know.
When you whisper into a microphone, we still hear it.
Shit.
Should I play it?
Yep, here it comes.
I want butterflies to drink my tears and lemon squeezes on my fears.
But yeah,
cool. Can I plug one more track?
Of course.
Sorry. Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like I have to get all the homies
in.
It.
Yeah, sure. It might not make the edit, but you can definitely plug it.
That's going to make...
You can cut me off. It's fine. I'm making a track right now with my friends Ashley and OJ. They're both incredible producers and DJs in LA. And it's more spooky. It's like Halloween-y. I feel like we wanted to come out around then. It's a little scary. Mm. So that one's a little, it's like a witchy kind of track.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
really.
Cool.
Just time to say thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me. This is dope.
Yeah.
Never been
so
in
glad.
The podcast.
Oh yeah,
this is the one and only. Now
I love it. Yeah. I love it in here.
Although there's about 1,000 pirate podcasts, so yeah, it's not really. It's like one of 1,000.
No, but, this is one and only podcast room in the U.S.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're pretty
here at least
in L.A.
This is true.
When is Chicago opening up?
Okay.